The control group depicts a nuclear catastrophe and the complete annihilation of the human race. Listener discretion is advised.
Come in, Quasar One. Can you hear me? Nightingale to Quasar One, please respond. Septron, isn't there anything you can do?
Well, I'm trying, but the microchip suffered an electrostatic burst. The circuits could be irreparably damaged. That is, in due time, I'm sure we'll find a way to reach her.
Nightingale to Quasar One. Come in, Quasar One. Can you hear me? Nightingale to Quasar One. Come in, Quasar One. Please respond.
For days, for weeks, for months,
this is Nightingale.
A signal unbroken sent to Quasar One. Refusing to accept her daughter's death, the Queen continues to try and reach her.
Nightingale calling Quasar One. Come in, Quasar One. Control to Quasar One. Come in. Can you hear me? Quasar One, this is Nightingale. Come in, Quasar One. Nightingale to Quasar One. Can you hear us? Quasar One. Can you hear me? Come in, Quasar One.
Tell me, Zebtron. Anything?
We're bombarding Helios 3 with the signal, moving up and down the electromagnetic spectrum. So eventually, we'll sync up with the native frequency of her microchip. She will eventually hear us. I'm sure of it.
We don't even know if she's alive.
Well, you'd know better than me.
How? Ah, yes.
Will the Queen ever reach Quasar One? Or was her communicator damaged when she was tortured by the madmen of Helios 3? Find out the answer to these questions and more in the next exciting episode of Quasar One! Amara Kulik Production.
Good morning, ladies. I hope everyone had a pleasant night's sleep. This morning, after calisthenics in the sunroom, we'll wash up and walk down to the cafeteria.
Like we always do.
After breakfast, we'll have our tea in the sunroom, and Gina will open up the sewing room if anyone doesn't feel like sharing. So let's all get together and have a good stretch. It's Thursday, July 16th, 1970, and it's going to be a glorious day.
Not heard from today. Patty, do you feel like sharing something with the group today? No? You want to at least look up for a second? That's it. We like to see your shining face from time to time. So, if there are no more comments...
I think it's me.
Oh? What's you?
That girl on the TV. I think she's me.
Tori, are we not feeling well today?
On the show, they erase her memory, and she's in an asylum at the end, and so am I. And I heard the radio signals in the real world, not on TV. And I think it's my story. I think I'm her.
Darling Dory, Quasar One is make-believe. It's just a story.
It's TV.
I'll handle this, Irene.
Someone had to have created it. It meant something to someone, and it means something to me.
All right. Well, if there are no further remarks from the group, I'll speak to Dr. Lathrop tomorrow and we'll raise the Quasar One question with him.
I have a question.
Moving on, today's music lesson will take place in the sewing room due to complaints of noise by some patients on the ward.
Noise?
I, of course, beg to differ.
No, Nurse Verdure, I wasn't saying noise. I was like...
That's fine,
What?
Irene.
You're calling our music noise?
To me, it is the sweetest of all music because it comes from
I
your
don't
heart.
Belong here.
Where is here? Dory?
Here.
In this room? In this hospital?
On this planet. In this skin. This is not my world. I really don't belong here.
Lights out, ladies. I hope you had a wonderful day. Now, if you'll just close your eyes for a moment, say a prayer, and when you're done, hold a happy thought in your mind and have wonderful dreams of the blessing you had hoped for. Good night.
Come in, Quasar One. Can you hear me?
This is Nightingale calling Quasar One. Can you hear us? Quasar One.
I hear you. Nightingale. This is Quasar One. I hear you. Did you get that?
I definitely received a signal. Keep her talking.
How can
don't have a radio.
Quasar 1, you don't need a radio.
I can hear you.
Yes, you can hear me. Oh, we thought we had lost you forever, but we refused to give up.
Why?
Why what, my dear?
Why didn't you give up?
Because you are my daughter.
Yes.
You are alive. Are you well?
I am being taken care of. Are you coming for me?
I'm afraid that simply isn't possible. We are still separated by billions of miles.
And 245 years.
So, rather than allow you to have false hope, I must tell you now. We cannot bring you back to Nightingale. With the technology available to you, it is simply impossible.
I must stay here.
Yes.
I don't want to live the rest of my life in this place.
Well, in a way, that is what we have been wanting to discuss with you.
Yes?
There is a way for you to complete your mission.
My mission? But there is life on this planet.
There is now, but there won't always be, unless you take action.
I don't know what my mission is.
I was able to retrieve the data from your spacesuit.
We will guide you through the mission. Tell you exactly what to do. Are you willing to finish your mission, Quasar 1?
Yes. When do we begin?
Tonight. It all begins, and it all ends. Tonight.
When we last saw Quasar 1, she had just reached Helios 3, a planet doomed to extinction, to try and change its course. Separated from her spacesuit, her memory was erased, and she spent years in a mental prison, unaware of who she is and what she had come here to do. But now, through the power of subprotonic energy, she is awakened from hibernation and commanded to rise up and complete her mission on today's exciting episode of Quasar 1! Amara Kulik Production.
And close it behind you. Continue straight ahead.
My destination was here? All along? I could have completed it years ago.
But your memory had been erased. You were placed inside this other person.
Dory.
In order to survive. You probably didn't know you had a mission until we awakened you.
Yes. It all makes sense now. Mother?
Yes, my child.
I'm sorry I disobeyed.
Oh, my darling, you have nothing to apologize for. I just pity you, being imprisoned on that planet of thieves and murderers.
I don't feel bad about that. I only regret that I failed in my mission and failed to honor you.
Well, tonight you shall redeem yourself. Tonight, you shall succeed in both.
The device should be 5 paces ahead, on the right. Look for a stone enclosure. Above the door is a symbol. 3 triangles within a circle.
I'm here. It's locked.
Can you get inside?
Just a second, I might be able to...
What do you see?
Boxes, stacked high on both sides of the room.
The box you need to reach is in the rear. We need you to move the boxes from right to left, so you can burrow your way into the far right corner.
If I had succeeded on that first day, could I have returned home?
Had you modified your capsule to the specifications they indicated, your odds of survival would have been 99.5 hundred thousand to 1.
As far as the ghosts were concerned, this was never anything but a one-way journey. And there is another matter about which the ghosts were not being entirely transparent. Your mission on Helios 3 was not to stop World War 3.
No.
No. Your mission was to trigger it.
What?
Your mission was, and is, to eradicate all human life from Helios 3.
That can't be. I don't understand.
If you don't do something to stop it, 15 years from now, an attack will occur, which doesn't just eliminate the human race, but will destroy the entire planet, which will render it the lifeless stone upon which you first landed.
Okay.
Had you arrived 20 years earlier, and you triggered World War III, there would have been death and destruction. Nations would have taken over other nations, but the humans of Helios 3 would not have been devastated. As a species, they would have survived, and immediately begun developing more of the same type of weaponry that almost wiped them out. But now, right now, we live in a special moment. The newer bombs would be too powerful. The old bombs weren't powerful enough. But the bombs where you are right now, those are just right.
They're Mama Bear's bombs.
What is a Mama Bear bomb?
It's an expression they use here. It means they are just right.
Yes. The bombs they have when you are now are not too weak, not too strong. They are just right.
Just powerful enough to annihilate the humans and leave most of the planet intact.
You see, you are saving life on Helios 3 by eradicating those who would destroy it.
According to my calculations, only 14% of all mammalian species would become extinct. Insects and fish will remain virtually unaffected. Unfortunately, fowl won't fare so well. Not to mention the plants, the water, the atmosphere, those will all be saved.
Is this what the ghosts had planned all along?
It is. And I curse them for lying to you. Deceiving you.
You really were intent on accomplishing your mission.
It has to be now. It must be tonight.
The detonation system is being dismantled. In a few weeks, it will be non-operational. But now...
Right now.
The system is still live. But is not being monitored. It's a Mama Bear, right? Is it a Mama Bear?
Now is the moment.
Delivery day.
And it is your decision whether to allow everything to die or only some of them.
Myself included.
Yourself included. You once told me that self-sacrifice is the noblest gesture a person can make.
Aha! It seems that you have reached the container you are looking for.
L.M.
we are. Shall we open it? It's your decision to make, Quasar One. No one will fault you if you choose to allow the species to live on to its own inevitable demise.
Civil Defense Audio Instruction Series, Disc LMOE-B. Please listen to this disc only if you have already played Side 1 and have taken the necessary time to consider your decision to launch a retaliatory attack. To charge the launch device, insert the winding crank into the hole on the right side of the cabinet, being sure that the crank fits tightly over the internal winding shaft and is pressed in firmly. Give the crank a brisk crank for 6 rotations. The red power light will begin to glow. Remove the folded antenna from the rear compartment of this case. Fully extend the length of the antenna and raise the 2 arms to form a cross. Remove the cover marked LMOE device. Switch the indicator dial to the right, to the arm position. The red light will turn to yellow. If the light has gone out, it may be necessary to give the unit 3 or 4 additional cranks. Use caution not to overcrank the device, or the internal spring coil could be damaged. Then insert the base of the antenna into the port marked ANT. Inside the rear compartment is a sealed envelope with black edges. You may open the envelope and remove a data punch card inside. Place the punch card in the slot marked code, being careful to orient the card as indicated on the label with the blue arrow facing toward you pointed down. Now turn the indicator dial to the send position. This will lock the card in the device. The yellow light should now be red and flashing. You may then depress the wide black launch button. When you do so, there will be an audible click and the transmitter will reset. Your message has been sent. You will not know if your launch command was received. We recommend that you wait 45 minutes before sending the launch order again. It will take several minutes, maybe as much as an hour, for your launch signal to be forwarded through the proper chain of command. You may reset and repeat the process as many times as you feel appropriate. We thank you for coming to the defense of this great nation. May God have mercy upon us all.
Is that it?
If Zebtron's calculations are correct, Zebtron? We must assume the command has been sent.
So now we just wait.
Now we wait.
When it's over and done, I don't want you to grieve.
How can I not?
It's just, I know how painful it is to lose a daughter.
How can you know that?
I had a daughter.
You had a child?
While I was here, on Helios 3, yes, I had a child. She was 15 years old when she died.
Oh, my dear, I'm so sorry.
And I wish I could save you from that pain.
The irony. You are pitying me right now. Oh, Quasar One.
Mother?
Yes, child?
When will it happen?
The reformation of Helios Three?
Yes.
Well, theoretically, it is already done. It occurred 250 years ago.
245.
Shall I describe it to you? Tell you the story of your life's accomplishment, since you will not be able to witness it yourself?
Is it a sad story?
Oh, no. It is quite beautiful. From the moment you triggered the launch, it took 12 hours.
What's wrong?
I forgot you're on the other side of it. So permit me to speak in future tense, under the assumption that it will come to pass. From the moment you triggered the launch, it will take no more than 12 hours for all the world's nuclear weapons to be detonated. Some will reach their destinations. Some will be shot out of the air. Others will be detonated while still on board the submersible ships that are ferrying them closer to their targets, vaporizing the water around them. When the bombs reach their targets, all the physical achievements of the species will be erased. The cities will be pulverized, flattening in a moment what had taken centuries to build. And then, there will be silence. The great machines of industry will cease to turn. The vehicles will remain idle. And death will move across the land, through the air, and into the water. Any creature that can burrow into the earth, descend to the lower depths, or fly away from the roiling clouds of poison will stand a chance of survival. Among these animals, hiding in the dark, will be the remnants of the murderous race that created the weapons. They will remain inside caves carved deep into the sides of mountains until they have consumed all their rations and can wait no longer. They will crawl out of their warrens and squint into the warm, welcoming sunlight. They will congratulate themselves for their ingenuity. They will plant crops. They will hunt game. They will harvest the bounty of Helios III Renascent. But they will soon learn that the poison has a longevity that none could have predicted. It abided in the land and in the air, patiently waiting for them to emerge. And with every breath, every morsel of food, every drop of water, they will poison themselves. The people of this new Eden will attempt to repopulate the planet, to reclaim their dominion over its resources. But they will soon discover that human fertility has been diminished, the unborn will seldom be born. And those that are will survive no more than a few days once they leave the mother's protective womb. It will take decades, but they will succumb. Until, inevitably, there is one human remaining. Capable of reproducing without a mate, he will embody the end of his species. The civilization of Helios 3 will at last come to an end. Civilization. There is nothing civil in what they have done. Civility had vanished from this planet long before the first bomb exploded.
Dory?
Yes?
Is that you in there? Dory, dear, patients are not allowed down here.
I apologize.
Just a moment. What is that you're doing?
I'm just sending a message.
What kind of message?
It's complicated.
I'm sure it is. Oh, you poor dear. You've made a mess of this place. I'm surprised they still keep all this stuff down here. Hardly seems worth the bother.
Should I put it away?
Leave it. Let's get you back to bed. I'll send an attendant down in the morning. Come with me, dear. Did you finish sending your message?
I think so.
Did it go through?
I think so.
Good. Well, maybe we'll find out tomorrow. You'll feel better in the morning. They say it's going to be a glorious day.
I hope so.
The Control Group is a production of iHeartRadio. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gal. Featuring Tess Malice Kincaid, Alexandra Bicken, Hannah Bierman, Minka Wiltz, Mary Kraft, Tim Habiger, and Keith Brooks. Music composed and performed by Rob Gal. The executive producer is Ben Bolin. Supervising producer, Paul